This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now, there's a barmaid there, good-looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? I usually, my drink was, give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
You and I have to change how we think about the system and scandal going forward. I'll explain how that ties in with Heavy D in Florida. Also, kicked off of Spirit Airlines. Blessing? And finally, well, I love Domino's. All that's coming up next on I'm Right. Well, Ron DeSantis is in some hot water after 60 Minutes did a big reveal of him partnering with a big campaign donor, Publix, and making sure he used Publix to hand out vaccines as a big reward for their campaign donations. If you watched 60 Minutes, that's what you believe. And of course, that's all a lie, and I'll go into all the ins and outs of that and give you the details in a minute. But before I do all that about Ron DeSantis and Publix and 60 Minutes and all this other stuff, I need you to understand something. When I talk to you over the next couple minutes about Ron DeSantis and CBS and 60 Minutes lying through their teeth trying to destroy him, and I talk to you about what they did, I want you to understand this was the beginning. This was the very, very beginning of what the system is going to spend the next 3 years trying to do to Ron DeSantis. So let's rewind just a bit. First, let's talk about the system once again. It's everything now. What I mean by the system is there is one ideology, one. There's only one ideology that governs the entire Democratic Party, the entire American education system. No, not just colleges, where you send little Billy off to fifth grade every day. There's one ideology that guides the entire entertainment industry, music and movies, TV, sitcoms, professional sports, one ideology. The corporate world, one ideology. The American media, one ideology. The American bureaucracy, FBI, DOJ, CIA, EPA, the works, one ideology guides all of those things. And so what happens is people can get confused sometimes. It can feel like a gigantic conspiracy. Bunch of dudes in a basement with a cigar in their mouths. What are we gonna take over next? That's not necessarily what it is. Oh, don't get me wrong. They work with each other and conspire with each other all the time. But for the most part, they're all just marching along the same highway. So they find themselves hand in hand half the time. Oh, you're here to wreck America too? No way, me too. Whoa, Major League Baseball, you too? Oh, that's crazy. Oh, we're all just, you know what, let's go. I'll carry your message and you carry my message and it'll all work out. That's how the system works. Well, this is not abnormal. Countries, when they get oftentimes too fat, wealthy, and bored, they'll have this happen to them where their entire system, all their cultural institutions will become corrupted. That's what's happened here in the United States of America. That's why when I say things like FBI now, you instinctively go, That's what happens. A corrupted nation, their culture, institutions rot out from underneath them, and it wrecks the nation. That's what we're experiencing right now. Well, the thing about a corrupted system is this. Systems hate disruptions. They will reject them, sometimes, oftentimes, violently reject them. Any disruption to the way things are going in their corrupted, well-oiled machine in their eyes, well, those things have to be purged. It's a big reason of why the system itself hated Donald Trump so much. I'm not going to go on a big Trump tangent now. You know, there are things I love, there are things I hated, but overall, Donald Trump is an outstanding president. I don't care. You can whine to me about his tweets or whatnot all you want. All that stuff's fair. Donald Trump is an outstanding president. Now, think about the rage you heard against that man for 4 years. Nazi Adolf Hitler, white supremacist concentration camps on the border. We're all going to die. Nuclear war with Korea. In the meantime, the guy probably should win the Nobel Peace Prize. Best foreign policy president of my life. Deregulating the economy at home, booming across the board. The guy was an awesome president. But what did you see from the system? From everywhere. From the movies, from the music you put in your ear, your kids' school teachers, college professors, Democratic Party, half the Republican Party, American media. This is the Antichrist. This is the world. Because the system viewed Donald Trump as being a major system disruptor, and he was. He wanted to change the foreign policy boondoggle of America. Wanted to change the regulatory system. He was willing to call out things like China that make many people within the system very, very, very rich. And so they impeached the guy twice over nothing and raged against him. All right, Trump's gone now. The system now, and you've heard a lot of this post-election, the system not only purged Trump, they're very, very, very interested in making sure there's never, ever, ever another system disruptor. Oh, they'll allow a Republican. You could name them right now. As long as you're a Republican, they will challenge the system right up to the point where you actually change something. Oh, yeah, you can be the voice of opposition. They'll allow that without destroying you. But if you actually try to change how the system operates, they're going to destroy you. So they try to purge the Republican Party. Trumpism must go. These people must be deprogrammed. There must be a purge. They use these words, right? Well, part of that purge, part of the system protecting itself is, well, think of it like a computer. Computer's going to get some virus protection on it once it gets one. Don't you get a virus on your computer? Oh, no, I need to make sure this doesn't happen again. The system is now on the lookout for anyone else who will be a system disruptor. And you know, I don't worship politicians. I don't wave pom-poms for anybody, nor should you ever. They're all just men. They're all flawed. But I'm very impressed with Florida's Ron DeSantis. I'm impressed not just that he's run in a purple state as a hard right candidate. Since he's gotten elected, he's done the very rare thing of governing hard right. And of course, he's very popular for it. Lesson to you, Republicans. And because he's bold. He's bold with the media. He takes bold action. The first one to lead on against the vaccine passports. The guy has been bold. So the system now has their eyes set on Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a man not afraid to challenge reporters to their face. Ron DeSantis is not a man afraid to challenge the scientists when it comes to idiotic coronavirus lockdowns. And now his state is booming and people aren't dying. And rest assured, these people are disgusting communists. There are many, 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 many people in the Democratic Party, American media, entertainment, and otherwise, who will never admit it to you publicly, but as soon as they saw Ron DeSantis open up Florida, they thought to themselves, I hope that gets a lot of people killed. That'll make him look bad. These people are sick. They are. They're very sick. But he opened up Florida, and people aren't dying. Remember, we reordered Western civilization based on lockdowns and social distancing and masks that we were told that's what would stop the dying. Well, they're still doing all that in New York and California. People are still dying. Florida did that, and their death rate's the same as everyone else. Ron DeSantis is not only a disruptor of the system, he is a bright, shining example of the system's failures and the system's lies. The system lied to you, and then they lied about the lies, and they lied about lying about the lies. And Ron DeSantis simply cannot be allowed to possibly assume the office of the presidency and really expose the system for what it is. What I'm saying to you is this. I'm about to tell you what happened at 60 Minutes. But understand, this is the tiny little appetizer for what Ron DeSantis is about to experience over the next 4 years. They're going to dig up every old classmate, ex-girlfriend, business partner, guy he served in the Navy with, his friends, brothers, dogs, nieces, uncles, second cousin, who heard Ron say this. The system is mega powerful now, and they are going to try to destroy this man. Here's 60 Minutes, one of the biggest, most historic programs in United States television. This is what they showed to you about Heavy D.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm Beach.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor, I met with the administrator, I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County, and I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites, we can give more to hospitals, we can do the Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents.
But Melissa McKinley, the county commissioner in the Glades, told us the governor never met with her about the Publix deal.
The criticism is that it's pay to play, Governor.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts because obviously I laid it out for you in a way that is irrefutable.
That's what they showed you. Millions of Americans tuning in. 60 Minutes. Let's get some hard news. Oh, they're digging into Heavy D. What did he do now? What's the scandal? That's what millions of people saw. Well, here's what 60 Minutes cut out.
First of all, when we did the first pharmacies that had it were CVS and Walgreens, and they had a long-term care mission. So they were going to the long-term care facilities. They got vaccine in the middle of December. They started going to the long-term care facilities the third week of December to do LTCs. So that was their mission. That was very important, and we trusted them to do that. As we got into January, we wanted to expand the distribution points. So yes, you had the counties, you had some drive-through sites, you had hospitals that were doing a lot, but we wanted to get it into communities more. So we reached out to other retail pharmacies, Publix, Walmart. Obviously, CVS and Walgreens had to finish that mission. And we said, we're gonna use you as soon as you're done with that. For the Publix, they were the first one to raise their hand, say they were ready to go. And you know what? We did it on a trial basis. I had three counties. I actually showed up that weekend and talked to seniors across four different Publix. How was the experience? Is this good? Should you think this is the way to go? And it was 100% positive.
Oh, that kind of changes things, doesn't it? None of what you see is real. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand going forward. Before I go into the statements and everything else, what I want you to understand is this. I know right now you're nodding in agreement. And you're yelling about 60 Minutes. And yeah, they always lie. And everything's a lie. But here's what I want you to get. When the system tries to destroy somebody, like DeSantis, like you, maybe me, when they try to destroy somebody, it's going to seem real. Yeah, they got busted with their hand in the cookie jar this time. But next time, when it is the cousin's brother's dog's parakeet's second cousin who says, Ron DeSantis said something sexist to me one time, and she's going to go on television, and she's going to be dabbing tears out of her eyes, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to want to believe it, because it's going to feel real. Going forward, believe nothing. Believe absolutely nothing. And I'm not sitting here acting like that's great. That sucks. It sucks that people hear the words FBI and go, oh, gosh. That sucks. I don't want that. I don't think that's great. I think it sucks people watch the nightly news on any channel. We have a bunch of channels that aren't the first. Sadly, I'll quit. But we have a bunch of channels that I think it sucks that you can't sit down and turn on 60 Minutes with your kids and just simply believe, well, I mean, they're journalists. They're going to tell the truth, right? I think that sucks. But nevertheless, we don't get the world that I want or that you want. We have to learn how to live in the world we have. And in the world we have, none of what you see is real. Remember that. Here's a Democrat mayor of Palm Beach County said this, quote, I watched the 60 Minutes segment on Palm Beach County last night and feel compelled to issue this statement. The reporting was not just based on bad information. It was intentionally false. I know this because I offered to provide my insight into Palm Beach County's vaccination efforts, and 60 Minutes declined. They know that the governor came to Palm Beach County and met with me and the county administrator, and we asked to expand the state's partnership with Public to Palm Beach County. We also discussed our own local plans to expand mass vaccination centers throughout the county, which the governor has been incredibly supportive. We asked, and he delivered. They had that information, and they left it out because it kneecaps their narrative. We have confronted this pandemic for over a year. Our residents, like all Americans, are tired, and the media is making it worse. They are hell-bent on dividing us for cheap views and clicks. 60 Minutes should be ashamed. That's not mincing words, is it? And there, look, there's another Democrat to put out a statement. Publix put out a statement. 60 Minutes should be ashamed. Honestly, 60 Minutes hasn't said a word. I'm not so sure they're not going to get sued over this whole thing. As you can imagine, Heavy D, he had stuff to say about it.
All they were looking to do is a hit job on me to try to smear me just because I'm in the other party than them. That's the only reason. You know, they're based in New York. What do they do with the governor of New York who's in their party?
Yeah. Right.
They do puff pieces. They do all this stuff. Would you rather get a vaccine as a senior in Florida or up in New York? Obviously, we've done a much better job protecting seniors. A lot of people were leaving New York to come to try to get vaccine here. So this is partisan corporate media. And I think at this point, these people like this reporter, they're basically ambulance chasers with a microphone. They are not trustworthy. They lie. We know they're lying. They know that we know they're lying. And yet they lie and they lie and they lie.
And let me correct Heavy D on one thing. He's been right about a lot of things, but the system isn't after him because he's a Republican. Oh, the system hates Republicans, but the system is pretty easy on lots of Republicans. No, Heavy D, the system is after you because you're an effective Republican. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. It's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off. Now, speaking of seniors, when I talk about home title lock, this is tough for me because as much of a soulless monster as I am, I think it's despicable when online crimes happen to seniors. And home title lock is one of those things that is really affecting seniors because oftentimes they don't know about things like home title lock. Well, if you own a home, you can have your home title stolen. Now, they're not going to carry your home off, but what they are going to do is forge your signature on it, go take a loan out against it, and all of a sudden, grandma's getting a bill in the mail for a loan she didn't take out. People were losing their homes over this. And there's no way for you to stop it except for Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock will stop it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code RADIO. That gets you 30 free days of protection. We'll be back. I'm going to say something, and I'm going to get yelled at about it by a lot of people, and I don't care because I get yelled at every single day. This is going to be offensive. Buck up, Buttercup. This is not your mom's show. It's your daddy's show. This is my show. You ready for me? In life, you have to price out the riffraff. That's just the bottom line. When I was young and poor, which that's been most of my existence, I took a cruise one time that was $150 a night for for like five nights. A Caribbean cruise, $150 a night. You can't stay at a local truck stop for that. But that's what I paid for a cruise. And guess what? By the time I got off that cruise, I took a long hot shower and decided I was never taking another $150 night cruise again. So if I show you this video about Spirit Airlines booting some poor young couple with a special needs kid getting kicked off, understand? I'd recommend you don't fly Spirit Airlines, period. But if you have to fly Spirit Airlines, understand that things like this are happening not just on Spirit. They're happening on airlines. It's happening in restaurants. It's happening in grocery stores. It's happening in public parks. People are losing their minds still about coronavirus. I want you to watch what happens to this poor young couple, and then I'm going to tell you why it happens.
I left the kids out.
What did they do?
I told you, non-compliance, you will have to get off.
I didn't want to do this.
You left the kids,
you have to pick up your stuff.
What did I do?
What did
we do?
I'm sorry.
You left the kids.
I want you off.
Okay, no problem. Just tell me what we did.
Non-compliance with the mask.
We're wearing a mask.
We're wearing a mask.
She's not wearing it.
Baby?
Wearing
a mask.
I
keep cutting it on.
Wearing a mask.
A lot of kids
were
wearing a mask.
You've been sitting next to me. Was I wearing a mask?
He was wearing it the whole time.
Guys, was I wearing a mask the whole time?
I'm sorry. But the kids
want
this baby.
I'll make sure he wears it. Everything's going to be fine.
I'm sorry.
I'll make sure that they're wearing it, okay?
Special needs child and a 2-year-old.
I'm going to be kicked off. Now she's off. Obviously.
A lady over here heard someone on the phone before we even got on the plane that they were planning this. Okay, what
before
else?
I even walked on the plane.
The captain was okay with it. The whole plane was okay with it. But there was one African-American that was not okay with it. Why? You're not complying. What do you mean? Not complying.
Okay. You know why that stuff happens now? All the time. Doesn't matter. Young couples, old couples. This guy, that guy, yelling at people. How many videos have I showed you on this show of people just acting like monsters? You know what this is about? It's just about power. It's just about power. It is the nature of man. People love to have power over other people. All people do. Men, women, black, white, Indian. It doesn't matter. Whatever race, creed, religion it is, people love power. They love to taste it. They love to use it. And that's all coronavirus has become from the very, very beginning. It was always about power. It was about this mayor flexing his muscle a little bit. Most of the time, a mayor is some lifelong goober anyway. All these politicians are. Wait, I can close whatever businesses I want? I think I'll use that. And it filters down to normal people now. I see it all the time. Is somebody sitting in the back of the plane or that stewardess or anybody, are they really concerned about the 2-year-old with special needs not wearing a mask? No, of course not. But they look and they see an opportunity to use power. People love power. People love to abuse power, which is why you never give it to them in the first place. So much of what you see in coronavirus is just someone flexing their muscle and giving their ego a little boost. How badly did Spirit Airlines feel about this whole thing? Well, here's their statement. We're aware of incorrect information circulating about Spirit Airlines Flight 138 from Orlando to Atlantic City. The flight was delayed due to adults who did not comply with the federal mask mandate. We allowed the guests to continue on the flight to their destination after assurances of compliance. That's right. They let them back on the plane. You just make sure you be a good little boy and girl. How sorry was Spirit Airlines about that kind of conduct? Not sorry at all. Wear your mask, peasant. We're Spirit Airlines. That's what this always has been about. And I want you to know, there's one more aspect to it. Right now, Like we've talked about 1,000 times, like I talked about in the beginning, you have coronavirus numbers in New York, coronavirus numbers in Florida. What are those numbers saying to you right now? One is still all about the lockdowns and the masks and the social distancing and everyone's going to die. And the other one, restaurants are packed, bars are packed, beaches are packed, people having a good time. So rest assured, that person with 19 masks on and gloves on, and he's got a face shield on little Billy, and oh my gosh, everything's deadly. That person who's yelling at you for standing 5 feet instead of 6 feet away? Yeah, it's about power, that's true. It's also about shame. On some level, that person knows the truth and they look around and they're embarrassed by who and what they are. And they should be. All right. You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint and your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own three of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get two. Be like me and get three. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse. Quitting dipping sucks. Not going to sugarcoat it for you. I dipped for years. I'm not just telling you this as some TV guy. I know what it's like to dip. Years and years and years I dipped, and I know that quitting sucks. And I know that I failed at quitting 1,000 times because I wasn't trying the right way. Oh, I wanted to quit. I knew I had to quit. I shouldn't say I wanted to quit. I really didn't, but I knew I had to quit. But I would try to go cold turkey. Well, I'm just done with it. I'm not buying anymore. Next time in the gas station, 2 cans, please. I tried the stupid nicotine patch you put on your arm. That doesn't work at all. Jake's Mint Chew actually works because it gives you a transition. It gives you a way to keep something in your lip that's also tobacco-free and nicotine-free, so it's not cold turkey. I highly recommend, by the way, even though they have a bunch of long-cut flavors and those are great, try their CBD patches. Tell me what you think. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Use the promo code Jesse for 20% off. We'll be back. Well, give a few hoorays for Texas today because our governor, Greg Abbott, did something, frankly, he should have done, but it's awesome when you see GOP governors doing the right thing and fighting back against corporations that have lost their collective mind. Here's Greg Abbott from today.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives. That is why I issued an executive order that prohibits government-mandated vaccine passports in Texas. We will continue to vaccinate more Texans and protect public health, and we will do so without treading on Texans' personal freedoms.
I like it. I may have an issue with it, though. Joining me now to talk about that and many other things is man I've known for a long time, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He is the big cheese now with the Texas GOP, and I couldn't be happier about that. Colonel, I like it. I think it's a good move. Applaud the governor for it. I want him to ban private companies from acquiring it, too. Is that too heavy-handed? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's good to be with you, Jesse. Semper Fidelis. And, you know, I'm glad to see that Governor Abbott is following what Governor Ron DeSantis has done down in Florida, coming out strong against these vaccine passports. But I would also say that I wish that Governor Abbott would have thought about the fact that no government official should be making a decision as to who or what is essential and declaring our businesses or individuals. And that would have, I think, alleviated a lot of problems from last year. But this is so important. And when you talk about these private companies that continue to mandate masks and, you know, may try to mandate vaccinations and things of this nature, that's a complete infringement upon our individual liberties and rights and freedoms. So hopefully we will continue to step up here in Texas to make sure that we protect those very important essential qualities and of the individual.
Colonel, I hear all the time from people who aren't even in Texas. Some are considering coming. Some would never come because they're wussies and can't handle the heat, but that's another story. I can hear from people all the time. They're worried about Texas going blue. Texas is going blue. Texas is going blue. Now, obviously, I'm glad you're the man in charge of making sure that doesn't happen. Are we trending that way? Are we flirting with it? Are we far away from it? Where are we?
Well, I tell you, without a doubt, when we did some of the precinct analysis in the critical areas like Dallas County, where I live, or down in Austin and Travis County or Houston-Harris County, what you see happening is when you have these wholesale businesses and corporations, large corporations, that are picking up and moving from these failed states like California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, you know, you do see a trend of some of those red precincts that were around the vicinity where these locations these businesses are relocating, they are trending purple. Some of them have trended to blue. And so I think it's so important that we talk to these corporate business leaders and say, if you're leaving these failed economic states, don't bring your same failed ideology and policies and philosophies with you here to Texas, and talk to your employees about that. You've got a lot of great folks that are moving out of these states individually, and they understand why they are coming to Texas, but it's the picking up and planting these new corporations and businesses that are causing some issues, as well as what we see happening in our schools, especially our colleges and universities, and even now down to the high school level, where we have the curriculum that is being taught to our kids that is very leftist and very socialist.
It is, Colonel, that's probably the email I get the most. I get this all the time from parents of, I'm pulling my kids out, I'm homeschooling, I'm going private school, I can't take this anymore, because they're coming home with these projects. And you mentioned it, it's not just college anymore. We're talking middle school, yes, sometimes, high school now, where these teachers are activists. I don't think this education system can be saved, but I don't want to be a king pessimist. What do we do about it? What do parents do about it?
Well, I always tell people traveling around the state, the most important elected position in the state of Texas and in the country is school board. If we can get more constitutional conservatives to run for school board, they will make sure that we are educating our children, not indoctrinating our children. They will make sure that the teachers' unions are not reigning supreme over our children. When you look at what is going on in the Leander Independent School District just north of Austin, that lets you know the dangers that we have, where our students are being taught pornography, basically, and having access to pornography, but yet these leftist teachers and the administration there in their school district is saying that that's literature. So that's one of the things that we have to stop. And we've got municipal level elections that are coming up. The early voting starts April the 19th. The actual elections are May the 1st. Let's make sure that we're supporting those conservative candidates for school board.
Colonel, the state of Texas over the last year, you alluded to it earlier, but it has very much disappointed me. I can't deny that. I moved to Texas on purpose, specifically because I wanted to live and work and worship around people who share my values. But Texas wasn't that great on masks. Texas wasn't that great on pointing fingers that you have to close and you have to close. Oh, you're allowed to stay open, or I'm giving you permission to open this much. That doesn't sound like freedom, and it doesn't sound like Texas to me.
Yeah, that's one of the things we struggle with. And as a matter of fact, Benjamin Franklin said, those who would surrender essential liberty for temporary security in the end will deserve neither liberty nor security. And I think that's the lesson that a lot of people have learned here in Texas, is that no elected official has the enumerated power to decide who or what is essential. And that was the statement that I made starting off. We saw a lot of small businesses suffer, a lot of them not going to be able to come back. So I think that's the lesson that Texans have seen, and they want to make sure that they do have that respect of their individual freedom, and also those small business owners' respect for their lives and their livelihoods.
Colonel, this Major League Baseball thing, everybody knows the story by now. Major League Baseball packs up their All-Star game, yanks it out of Atlanta, moves it to Denver. By the way, Colorado has essentially the same voter laws that Georgia does, but that's another story entirely. What I'm asking you was, what's the right thing for Americans to do when it comes to fighting back against this corporate culture? What's right and what's wrong? You still going to baseball games? You still not? What do you think?
Well, I will tell you, you know, this is very personal to me because I am born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and this was supposed to be this All-Star game, a tribute to Hank Aaron, who is the home run king, and I was there when he hit 715 off of L.A. Dodgers pitcher Al Downing back as a young boy. I sold Cokes at the Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. This is very appalling, and when you look at these corporate CEOs and how they're starting to become woke and become part of this council culture, I think that it's incumbent upon the American people, the American citizens, to say, we're not going to tolerate this. We just want to be able to go and enjoy a baseball game, a basketball game, a football game. We just want to be able to pop open a Coca-Cola and enjoy it on a hot summer day. So stop trying to inculcate and force your values, the values of the progressive socialist left, the Black Lives Matter activists, or whoever that is really, you know, forcing you and coercing you to make these absurd statements. You know, when you think about the Major League Baseball commissioner, Delta Airlines president and CEO, they didn't even read the Georgia bill. They just repeated and regurgitated what they heard. And the fact that you have a president like Joe Biden, who is not being this unifier, as he said in his inaugural speech, he's being very divisive. So everyone needs to take a deep breath. They need to correct the record. And they need to talk about that Georgia election law, because we're not going to sit around and let the left dictate to us H.R. 1.
How do we lose corporations? I mean, people think about big corporations. They honestly, they think about Republicans, but we lost corporations in this country, all the big boys, and the ones who aren't left are too afraid to open their mouths. Is that just simply a byproduct of losing the American education system, and now they moved right on from college to the corporate boardrooms?
Well, I think that is a part of it. And I think that we need to see men and women in the business world that have courage of their convictions, and they don't sit around and they get bullied. You know, you think about Black Lives Matter, how they have extorted hundreds of millions of dollars from private sector corporations. That is completely unnecessary, when they should have said, we're not going to succumb to a Marxist organization that stands up for nothing but an ideological agenda, which is contrary to our free market, private enterprise economic system. So I think right now there's a window of opportunity to see who are the real CEOs, who are the real folks that are going to stand up for the freedoms and liberties that we have here, or who are going to be the cowards and going to acquiesce, appease, and try to negotiate with the leftism and the socialism that we see.
Finally, military. Obviously, this is filtered into our military as well. I'm horrified by what I see. Look, there aren't very many officers like Alan West anyway. In my opinion, as an enlisted guy, we didn't have many good ones to begin with. The ones we did should be treasured. Now we're running them all out the daggone Army and the Marine Corps and everything else in favor of this woke crap. How do we get it out of the military? Why didn't Trump get it out of the military? What happened?
Well, that's a very interesting thing, because what you often find are those generals that get promoted, you know, 2, 3, 4 star in the same equivalency in the Navy. It depends on the presidential administration that they're in. You know, I served with General Lloyd Austin back when he was a brigade commander, the 3rd Brigade of the 82nd Airborne Division. I would have never thought that Colonel Lloyd Austin would be the person that I see standing there as the Secretary of Defense and saying some of the things that he's saying. And who's laughing at us right now? Russia is laughing at us. China is laughing at us. We need to get back to focusing our military on what is supposed to be happening, training and fighting to win our nation's wars. And we should not have illegal immigrants being housed on our military bases like we see happening here in Texas.
Head of the Texas GOP, Alan West. Thank you, Colonel. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi. Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE. Or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
We need some wholesale changes out there in this country. And I need you to hear me now.
There are plenty of ways to fight, but there aren't that many ways to fight that also give you some nice short-term benefits in return. Mammoth Nation is that way. This is how it works. You become a member of Mammoth Nation. And yeah, I'm a lifetime member. I'm not telling you to do anything I haven't done. A lifetime member. That's how much I believe in this. You become a member of Mammoth Nation. Your money goes to people running for office who believe what you and I believe, only these are the fighters, the people who are going to go all in. So all that's good, right? I mean, that in and of itself is probably enough, but you get something else. You get discounts, shopping, telehealth, hotels, wireless. You get discounts by being a member of Mammoth Nation. More discounts at more places than I could ever list for you. Go mammothnation.com/Jesse. That's mammothnation.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Thank you.
That's our girl, Maxine Waters, of course. And by the grace of God, we have a good dude running against Maxine Waters. I've talked to him before. His name is Joe Collins. And it's really important we defeat people like Maxine Waters. Joe, why run against Maxine Waters? She's doing such a great job.
She's doing such a great job for herself. But when it comes to our community, she is not doing such a great job. I think we have to remind ourselves that the majority of the people who are living in the 43rd district, where I come from, is living in poverty. Gang violence, gun violence is up, domestic violence is up, poverty and homelessness is up, and these are all issues that could be fixed under, you know, Maxine Waters' quote-unquote leadership, but these things are not happening. And also, when you look at the entire country, you know, people who are in Congress, they make policy for an entire country, and nothing that Maxine Waters has done has benefited the United States. And so I think that now it's time for us to send her packing and back to St. Louis, where she belongs.
Joe, where did she come from? And I genuinely mean that. A lot of people know Maxine Waters just from the little clips they get like that on the news, her doing or saying something wacky, but people don't know about her background. What is her background? Where'd she come from?
Well, she's from St. Louis, and then she moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles. She went to USC to get a degree in education or childhood development or something like that. Somehow she made it to Assembly. From Assembly, she went to Congress, and she ran her whole campaign. Her whole entire career has been based on hatred of white people and Republicans, and I think that's the thing that she's been running on for this entire time. She hates men. She doesn't even show if she's married to her husband or not. It says MS Waters instead of MRS Waters whenever she sits up there on her bench. But she's anti-man. She's anti-American. And, you know, it's time to beat her. We have to win.
Joe, I have a hard time believing that you can run on just men suck and white people suck and Republicans suck and win a race. What has she done? Why does she keep winning? What is it?
She's gotten people very emotional. She has a lot of people calling her Auntie Maxine. But, you know, thanks to the political climate right now, everybody is waking up. People want new leadership. They want somebody like myself who is from the community, who is a U.S. Navy veteran, and who has already made a commitment to serve our country. And that's why we did fairly well in our last election. We're going to run again, and we're going to be there this time in the 2022 election.
Tell us about the last election, Joe, because this is what I want people to understand. When we're running in a district where Republicans haven't won in forever, it is a long-term thing. People have to be brave enough to run when you're not necessarily going to win the first time. Sometimes it takes two or three times before people get to know you. And everyone wants to run when it's sexy and easy and it looks like Republicans are going to win. The guy putting in the hard work has been Joe Collins, who ran last time but gained some ground. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, we did a really good job. We raised a lot of money. We raised $10.4 million. We put that money back in the community because the shutdowns really devastated an already, fairly poor community. And so we did a lot of food drives. We did a lot of back-to-school drives, backpack drives. We supported a lot of the community functions, and that gave us the 80,000 votes that we got in this past election, which is three times as much as any other candidate has gotten, running against Maxine Waters. We can't, you know, forget that she is one of the most powerful women who sits in Congress, especially on the House Finance Committee. But we're going to take another shot at it. I think we did really well last time. The people in the community love us. They're ready for Maxine to retire. And so I think that we have an opportunity to win, even though the Republican Party has not been very active in the 43rd district.
Joe, why hasn't the Republican Party been very active in the 43rd district? I talk to people about this all the time. I talked to my buddy Jeff Charles about this on my radio show today. He's very frustrated. He's a black dude like you. And he says, look, the Republican Party never comes to the black community. So the black community doesn't think the Republican Party cares about them. Now, maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But the truth is, that's the perception. They're not helping you at all?
Well, you know, it's very hard to help in an area that you've never been. I think the reason why they haven't been in any inner city is because, you know, it's hard. It's the people who live there are very aggressive, especially if they don't know you. They already have their predetermined opinion of you. And a lot of people, like you said, just don't want to put the work in order to win those blue seats. That's why you have candidates like myself who, in the last election, I wasn't supported by the RNC, the NRCC, or the California Republican Party. It was us and my team and people who believed in me who gave us the ability to continue to push and fight hard in this district.
Now, Joe, you said you raised a pile of millions last time. That is quite a haul. How did you, man, that is quite a hustle. It's tough to raise money when you're from a seat like that, that people don't view as being winnable the first time. I need to know the secret sauce so other people can wake up. How did Joe Collins raise that kind of cash?
We worked extremely hard. I mean, we barely slept the last 6 months, 7 months of the campaign, we barely slept. We were doing events in our district, and we were flying out of town to do events out of town and meet people, have meetings with people who want to support the campaign. But we were very honest and transparent about what we were doing with the money. We paid a lot of money in marketing and advertising, but we also took a lot of money and put it back into the community. And people appreciated it.
Joe, you said they can be hostile in poor parts of town. That's not new. Yeah. That's the history of the world. The poor part of town is not always a kind place, not always a kind and polite place. How are you being treated as a Republican? I'm sure everybody knows by now that's the Republican. Are you catching heat for it? Are they pretty cool about it?
You know, at first I would get a lot of heat. You know, people would tell me those Republicans don't care about you and this, that, and the other. And, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it wasn't, but I think at the end of the day, you know, I was true to myself. I wasn't a Republican to fit in. I was a Republican because of the values of the Republican Party. So at first, you know, people were a little skeptical, but now they know me as Joe Collins, a Republican, probably the only Republican in South LA.
Joe Collins, I wish you the best, man. Plug your website before you go so people can support you again, please. These are the races we have to fight for.
Yes, please. My website is joecollinsforcongress.com.
JoeCollinsForCongress.com. Joe, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're not done yet. You know the little dominoes things? The where they set up the dominoes and the things fall? I like that stuff. Hang on. Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What, look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these farrier drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.